Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. First, I want to just mention this New York to Dallas Southwest flight that had to make an emergency landing in Philadelphia. And this woman, a 43-year-old bank executive and mother of two, nearly sucked out of the plane. She died, another seven treated, and the descriptions of people thinking it was their last moments. Horrific.
You know, David, I don't like to get on airplanes. And we do know that airplanes are a lot safer than cars. Nevertheless, this is the kind of nightmare that every one of us who ever got on a plane has fleetingly, at least, had in their minds. And your heart goes out to a family with a working mother who has a husband and children who gets sucked into a window. It's beyond any kind of terror. It's just awful.
And our thoughts go out to the families. Well, let's go rapid fire, Alan. CIA director met secretly with North Korea's leader.
Well, it does appear that this is going to be a very good thing for the president of the United States if he can negotiate some kind of a deal. There's no two ways about it. We now know that Pompeo, the CIA director, becomes the Secretary of State under the Trump plan, and he will go in with the wind at his back if he's able to make this thing happen. I think every American and others wants there to be some kind of a resolution to this mess with North Korea, but they're going to have to give up a lot, including their nuclear weapons, in order for a deal to be reached. Of course, there is China making it clear that there are some things that aren't going to happen. You're not going to see reunification. You're going to see this brutal dictatorship continuing, and is going to be not good for the people of North Korea, but maybe better for the rest of the world.
Perhaps not better for the rest of the world. We spoke about it yesterday. Now it's official. A rift has erupted between the UN ambassador Nikki Haley and the White House over her being laid bare, basically, on Russia's sanctions.
This is a woman who has really been tough and is very, very bright, and who I believe is very ambitious, and I believe would like to be president of the United States someday. If she can be manipulated the way that Trump and his people are trying to do, and to say it's her fault that she didn't follow instructions, that's a lot of nonsense. We all know when somebody goes on one of those morning shows on Sunday, they have a full briefing from the White House and from the people who are making these decisions. She was tough. She looked them in the eye. And people are not going to forget it, because if, in fact, at some point she wants to be president, people are going to remember that she's a woman of some integrity.
On, off, talking about the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Trade Pact, now it seems like the president has reversed again, this time on the side of not supporting it because of too many contingencies.
Well, you know, one of the problems with this president is, either by design or not, he's a guy who keeps changing his mind. Nothing this person says means anything to anybody, because you know that the next day it can be different. Nothing means anything with this guy. That's why he's so dangerous.
From the AP, as GOP balks, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has shut down the bill to protect the special counsel Robert Mueller.
Well, this is a guy who says that Mueller won't be fired at different times, that he and his colleagues have heard he won't be fired, and yet the one thing he could do to make sure he's not fired, he doesn't do. I am sure he's under tremendous pressure because of these midterm elections to protect people, and the Mueller thing is really one of the things that seems to be coalescing on the Republican side, but it's really disgusting.
Finally, Alan, two deaths of note. Former First Lady, mother of a president, Barbara Bush, passed away at the age of 92. And we also learned that Carl Castle, NPR newsman, he was on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me in his last years, has also died.
Everybody loved Carl Castle. You could not. He was a guy who was an early NPR broadcaster, signed on at the very beginning. Well, you know, you couldn't yell that he had a sense of humor. What was surrounding him was a sense of humor, if you catch my drift. They never made fun of him, but he certainly was an institution. And I have to say, I have great respect, and so many people have great love for Carl Castle. As far as Barbara Bush is concerned, she was a very decent woman, obviously. And the people who knew her talked about her sense of humor. She was married to one president and the mother of George W. Bush. That couldn't have always been easy, but she was, and people had great respect for her.
Alan, three parents whose children were killed at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in 2012 have filed a defamation lawsuit against Alex Jones, a right-wing conspiracy theorist who has long claimed the shooting was, quote, completely fake and a giant hoax perpetuated by opponents of the Second Amendment.
There's a special place down under for people like that. Can you imagine losing a precious, precious child? I'm glad these parents are suing. They should. I'm sure he's going to keep himself protected financially. But what kind of a demented person could do something like this?